can't believe this is the last day of the Natteras. I prayers are answered. Well, I know, but, you know, all good things must come to an end. Yes, Biffetti, but what does that have to do with the Natteras?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes, well, hello everyone. It is the fat one, Big Fatty. You've already fucked it up. I have. This is episode 3433 of the BFO for right. Big Fatty, just hang it up. You fucked it up beyond belief.
A little show.
Even the audience fucked it up. Hello, Good Friday-ers. Y'all, it's Good Friday. But most for right. Days are pretty good. So, anyway, but y'all, it is our final day of the Natteras here on the BFO. Y'all, I hope you've enjoyed it. And if we hadn't ruined it, yeah, well, you've got one more chance. But y'all gonna be heading back to Charleston to Fat Acres. Sunday morning, Easter morning. Big Fatty, is the Easter Bunny coming? Well, you never know. And Big Fatty, I know the Easter Bunny loves those big eggs. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. I can't believe I said it. I can't believe you said it either. But, y'all, we'll just have to hear more natterings from the natterers. But first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two were on Saturday. I've met this person once at Pride 48. Y'all, but I've met his husband many, many times, and y'all, they're just as nice as they can possibly be. I'm talking about the husband of Moose Pea. Y'all, that's Cal. Big Fatty, we love Cal and his hamburger place, Carl's Jr. It's true. And y'all, then, just a nice remembrance of someone in Pride 48 who has passed away. Y'all, Saturday would be Mags. Mags is a celebration of exiting the birth canal, and you know the mascot of Pride 48. We named him Mags. So y'all, give good thoughts about Mags. Y'all on Sunday, the first. Celebration is y'all used to do the Dangerous and Lovely with Zachaby. Met them at a BFO meet and greet in the Washington D.C.'s years ago. Y'all, I'm talking about Davey Dangerous. Big Fatty, we love Davey Dangerous. It's true. And also on Sunday, y'all, his little show has just returned to the airwaves. Y'all, he's out there in the gay wasteland. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the husband of the Fuzz Bear. Y'all, that's Frequency. Big Fatty, we love Frequency too. Yeah, he has a record also. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, I could not have started this little show Without him, y'all, he does his little show most every Sunday. Y'all, I am, of course, talking about Mr. Tim Kumar. Big Ready, we love Tim Kumar. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Moose P or his husband Carl or Davey Dangerous or Frequency or Tim Kumar on the 20 or the face face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
That's it, Big Fatty. That's all the bumper we get for the very last Natteras. Well, I figured everybody's already heard the Big Fatty. Quit thinking and play the damn thing.
What do you get when you mix cocktails and homosexual men? You get an episode of the Natterers. And now let's go to Big Fatty and his group of Natterers tonight.
Yeah, this is y'all. Oh, Big Fatty, is it going on? No, it's not on me. Y'all, we are here on Thursday evening. Y'all, we've finished drinking so that me, Keen, and Steve the Tata can listen to this one. Because
eating.
They both bitched.
Eating,
and
not drinking.
We're not eating.
Oh.
We're still drinking. We're not eating.
We're not eating. Did I say not? We're not drinking?
We're drinking.
We're not eating. And can you tell we're drinking? And
drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice.
Okay, drink your juice, Shelby. By the way, what was the word Granny was fucking up earlier? Invalid. An invalid.
Yep.
It's an invalid. Granny, ask Siri what an invalid
is.
No,
I'm not. No.
What? Anyway, y'all, Granny is yelling at Siri. Siri! What is an invalid? And Siri's like, I don't know what the fucking invalid is. It's a word you made up. But anyway, y'all, We recoded, and then we went to bed, and Dirtwood felt like shit, and he took some NyQuil, and he woke up on Thursday morning, and he felt like shit.
Yep.
And we got up and had a little, did we have breakfast?
We had nibbles.
Nibbles. We had nibbles and coffee.
Yep.
And y'all, then Durwood announced he would not be going to the Dollywood.
Yep.
So Granny and young Nicholas and I headed out. Granny, tell everybody what we did at Dollywood.
Rode one ride.
You didn't ride it? Oh, yeah, you did. You rode the train.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Nicholas, would you like to elaborate on that?
So we rode the Tennessee, me and Big Fatty. Rode the Tennessee Tornado.
Uh-huh. And?
I froze my ass off.
It's fucking cold up here. So, anyway, go ahead.
So, we're waiting in line.
Uh-huh.
And we get up there.
Uh-huh.
And
all of a sudden, you've put the cunt in country.
Pretty much.
Okay. Go ahead.
And Big Fatty could finally see the track. And he says, well, we're about to go upside down. I said, well, are you about to shit your pants? Probably.
Probably, right. And so then we were off.
We were off.
Y'all, this fucking thing.
We were off.
This, first of all, Granny is standing on the ground.
Brings my ass off.
He sees this and he's already cackling.
You're way the hell over there.
Anyway.
So.
You gotta face this way.
Oh, I ain't gotta do
nothing. He doesn't have to do anything.
That's right.
Me and Big Fatty,
I'm
we were off.
I was the other night. I was there than I am now.
But you're facing that way.
Y'all
were trying to get Granny to be included, and he refuses to cooperate. But anyway, go ahead. So we shoot out. We shoot up the thing.
We're going up the hill. Clank, 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 clank. We get up to the top. He goes, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
And the entire way through the ride, he goes, oh,
And this one's sitting next to me going, laughing at my ass.
And when I tell you I almost peed myself on the ride from laughing too hard, I almost peed myself from laughing too hard.
Y'all, anyway, when it was over, I said, never again. Never again. Even though Dr. Sohn says never again.
Dr. Sohn?
And he keeps...
What? You said Dr. Sohn, not Dr. Stone.
What did I say?
Dr. Sohn.
I heard Tone. Dr. Tone. Tone.
Well, whoever that guy is that lives out in San Diego, he always says never again, and never again is...
Dr. Pythagoras Stone?
Yes. Old Press.
Old Press.
Old Press, wow, yes. Okay. Old Press. And so anyway, we did that. We rode the train. I enjoyed the train.
I did too. It was cold as fuck, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a coal burner, so you got cinders in your eyes, and we all got off, and we had blackface. And then Granny and young Nicholas wanted a cone dog on a stick. And
before
so,
that.
Huh?
Before that,
we got Dolly's famous cinnamon bread. Y'all, Nicholas got a loaf and I got a loaf. Mine was pinched, and what? Y'all, there was enough to feed 8 people on 1 loaf, and it came with the cream cheese frosting. But y'all, they bake it right there in front of you, and it's delicious. Then
we're
had
keeping
the
we're keeping you up.
Yes, we bought since Durwood was feeling under the weather, we got him some poke rinds.
Yes, delicious.
And Granny and young Nicholas did some shopping in the gift shop. What'd you think about that lady that was in front of you at the gift shop?
Fucking cunt.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God! Couldn't check out to save my life. I had to go to 2 other registers.
Karen.
Yeah, pretty much.
So anyway, y'all, we headed back to the car and.
No, we got a corn dog.
Huh?
Got a corn dog.
We talked about that.
Yeah, but we talked about it before we even got it.
All right, well go ahead, Granny. Tell us about the corn dog.
Me's.
What?
I was gonna say Fanny.
Me and Fanny. And young Nicholas
went and got us a corn dog after
the cinnamon bread.
The cinnamon bread and after the train ride or before?
No, before the train ride.
Before the train ride, we all had a foot long.
Did he say
corn
the
dog.
Train wide?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Train wide.
Put your teeth in, Granny. We're gonna stay.
I ain't got my teeth in.
Oh well, gave that away. Granny, by the way, do you still have that hairpiece you ordered?
No.
Oh. Anyway, so we headed. They bought their little giftettes, and young Nicholas was told that he looked like a 70-year-old. So obviously, we're rubbing off on him. And anyway, so we came back. Oh no, we had to make a stop. We had to make a stop. We had a special request from Durwood. Durwood, what was the special request?
Vitamin C.
Oh, vitamin D, you say?
Vitamin C.
Oh, that's right. You had vitamin D the other night.
I still
thank you.
No, so thank you. We stopped and got Durwood, excuse me, not just vitamin C, 1,000 milligram vitamin. Very particular about his dosage.
Correct. And we learned how he can get even better vitamin D. Faster.
What?
Vitamin D faster.
Oh, yes. You throw your legs in the air and point your butt, spread your cheeks and point your butthole towards the sun. And
5 minutes.
5 minutes and you get all the vitamin D you need.
For the whole day.
Not.
That's how Granny gets his vitamin D. Of course, he's inside. But anyway, but we got back and we had, y'all, they were watching things on the Netflix and I took a nip-a-nap. Y'all, I was snoring it up. Let me just tell you. And then we got up and we went, We've been drinking the margaritas, and we've been
Young Nicholas made supper.
We had supper. What did we have for supper, young Nicholas?
Wangs.
Who?
Wangs.
Wangs.
Sauteed cabbage.
And
fried cabbage, actually.
And
some fried cabbage.
Fried taters.
Fried taters and leftover ribs again.
Yeah, again, but they're gone.
Thank God they're gone.
Oh, they're all gone.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Thank
Jesus. So
they dried out a little bit.
So too, y'all, today for right. That was Granny.
oh whoa. Shit!
What was that?
The other
Big Fatty fell.
What happened?
It was a stool by there, Miss Young Nicholas. When
I put
playing
my,
with.
I put
oh,
my,
y'all, he knocked over the stool sample. And
I put my feet on
y'all,
it.
By the way, y'all, I wish we had a video of Granny going up and down the steps. I've got pictures. and
I wish I had a video of you on the roller coaster.
Today. Well, that too. But anyway, we came back. Young Nicholas fixed dinner for us. We've got the dishwasher running. Durwood cleaned up the kitchen while we were gone today. Which is good since he didn't bother using the free ticket that I had gotten him to go to Dollywood. Well, you know, sucks to be me. But y'all today for right. Y'all, we're going on what are we doing today, Granny?
We're going to the wine and
moonshine
tour.
And how many places will we be visiting?
Four wine places and four moonshine places.
I don't think it ever said that, but
it
said eight.
Eight places?
Well, that's four and four, idiot.
Well, we didn't say it was four and four, but anyway. So, y'all, I've decided that I'm driving because these three will be fucked up beyond belief.
You're welcome.
And y'all, then we're coming back, and what's for supper, Grandpa? That's you, the 70-year-old.
Oh, me? What are we having tomorrow? Steaks?
We have a steak.
We're having steaks.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Taters,
salad.
Solid. Baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes.
And solid.
And solid. A garden solid.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, what are we doing?
Leftovers.
Baked potatoes.
Okay, and during the day, what are we doing?
Oh, we're going to...
We're going on the sinking ship.
The sinking ship.
See the ship.
Yo, by the way, Granny, who sings that Titanic song?
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Y'all, you heard it for yourself right there. Celine Dion. So,
Celine.
No, you
the
said...
The other night, it was Cecilion Dion.
It was Cecilion Dion.
Cecilion Dion.
Y'all, he thinks Celine Dion is a spicy mustard. But,
Grey Poupon.
Right, y'all, and we've been watching, that's it, y'all, we have come to the end of Natterers Week. Don't say anything, because the music's going to drown us out. Just 1 second. Let the ending music. y'all, we hope you've enjoyed the Natterers this week. Young Nicholas, what have you thought of this week up here in the mountains?
Very much needed.
Okay, Durwood?
Fabulous.
Even though he's got the bubonic episode, y'all, we're hoping it's not the COVID.
Yeah.
And Granny, what did you think about this week?
Rabbit!
Okay, great. Y'all, he's a day late, and y'all, he's just Granny. Y'all, I wish you could see him going up and down the steps, is all I gotta say. Y'all, Big Fatty will be back in the villa for Monday's little show. Y'all, I'll give you all the details of Granny's ship for the last 3 days of the little trip. Big Fatty, y'all, until then, say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.